Questions are being raised about how the war in Iraq is affecting U.S. policy at home and abroad. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
In television appearances yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld did not rule out the possibility of a war against Syria. Is the fighting just going to move west?
Well, of course, that is something that is really a brand new thought, but it's been raised over the last couple of weeks in all of the appearances by members of the Bush administration, and the only members of the Bush administration who have appeared have been members of the military, either the civilian or the generals of the Defense Department. And the whole notion of Syria being a state that is cooperating with Iraq has been something that has been raised over and over again in recent weeks. And I think that the American public is being prepared for something in these conversations. And Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld went on television all day yesterday talking about Syria, and when he was asked directly, what does that mean, war, because as he kept characterizing Syria as a bad player, he said, oh, well, I'm just the Secretary of Defense. I don't make those decisions. But he certainly didn't rule it out.
Even as President Bush's popularity has soared in the polls, he hasn't been able to get all of what he wants from Congress. How come?
Well, that is really interesting, because you would think at this moment in history, when he is very high in the polls, that his own Republicans in Congress would give him anything he wants. But in fact, Congress went out this weekend with Republicans fighting bitterly among themselves over the president's budget priorities, and Republicans in the Senate saying they just simply were not willing to give the president his tax cuts, and Republicans in the House saying you have to give him his tax cuts. And so this is a fight that was totally among members of the president's own party. I think that the view is that if they postpone long enough, that the president's popularity would be so high and he will be able to concentrate so much on what's happening in Congress that he will win. And so the House Republicans just want to postpone all of these votes. But the votes that were taken at the end of last week are going to make it very hard for the president to get his tax cut. And it shows that what's happening in the foreign policy arena is not necessarily going to flop over into the domestic policy arena.
What do you think Congress will do about the president's priorities?
Well, you know, I think it all depends in the end on the economy. And if the economy rebounds and the president's popularity does become a domestic popularity, he gets anything he wants. But otherwise, he's going to have a tough road in the Congress, no matter how well this war goes.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.